Some Cabell County students took part in their first full day of classes Monday at the Explorer Academy.
I'm going to say, what are three ways to read a book? And you're going to go like this. Make your fist. Okay, so three ways to read a book, and you're going to go pictures, words, retail. Okay, do it again.
Pictures, words, retail.
Do it again real loud. Go.
Pictures, words, retail.
That's Josie Cutler. She's one of the kindergarten teachers at the Explorer Academy. It's the first expeditionary learning school in the state of West Virginia. It's an undertaking of the Cabell County School Board. Peyton Elementary and Geneva Kent Elementary were closed and consolidated to form the academy. The students will eventually attend classes at the former Beverly Hills Middle School, which is being renovated. The building was left after the consolidation of middle schools in the area just a year earlier. But until the building is ready around spring break, classes are underway at Geneva Kent. As for now, the increased number of students has forced the county to add modular buildings behind the school. Brandy Crislip's daughter Sienna Thomas is in the second grade.
I think it's going to help them be more prepared. From what I've looked up and seen, it looks like it'll help them be more prepared for, like, you know, when they grow up and they get in the workforce and, you know, to work together and to complete tasks together. I like the direction that they're going with it. I think it'll be good for them.
As part of the expeditionary learning environment, students will become part of a crew, working together on an assignment, each taking their own responsibilities. The hope is to promote more engagement and less time sitting behind a desk listening to lectures. The new Explorer Academy opened Thursday, but had 2 days of staggered classes, meaning only half the students went each day. Monday marked the first full day of student attendance. The name Explorer Academy is appropriate, since assignments from kindergarten through fifth grade will involve exploration and hands-on experiences.
Our first expedition is based around space and Galileo.
That's second grade teacher Melanie Grobe.
We have put all of our standards into that expedition, and I think the kids will love it because it's an ongoing, and that's our science and social studies standards, but we've also put our math standards in that and our language standards. So I think it'll help them because they'll see a big picture and it all kind of flows together instead of just separate through the day. Now we're going to stop, go on to this. It just kind of all flows together.
It's a learning environment that Principal Ryan McKenzie says will set the school apart.
So our kids will be out in the field a lot more. Expeditionary learning calls them field work because there's a real emphasis on how they're tied to your curriculum back in the classroom. And the kids may go to the same spot more than once. If we're doing like a water quality analysis and we need to do it over the course of the year, the kids may be there two or three times. So it's a little different approach to the way we do curriculum.
McKenzie says it's the same material, content standards, and tests. They're just teaching the material to the students in a new way. He says it's that novelty that will make a difference. McKenzie says the county has been told they can expect to see a bump in test scores as a result of the new learning environments.
Our school designer tells us you can expect to see bumps for like the first 3 or 4 years in test scores, and then you'll plateau for a little bit and you'll start bumping again. So that's what we're hoping for.
Principal McKenzie says other than the increase in the number of students being dropped off and picked up in the morning, he doesn't foresee any issues. He says the Geneva Kent site doesn't keep them from implementing any part of the expeditionary learning environment.
That facility is fantastic. It was designed for expeditionary learning, so we have some flexible use spaces we don't have here. I'm really glad we could open up and all be in the same building. It's important. We needed to do this, but it'll be great to have a cafeteria that's separate from your gym. It's just some more space.
You're going to have probably 5 or 6 books that you'll have in your book box. And whenever we read these books, we're going to be doing what's called read to self. Can you say that?
Read to self.
And when we read to
About 500 students are attending the Explorer Academy. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.